Chilly Friday morning, 34 degrees. Afternoon high, only in the mid-50s, but the breeze will make it seem colder. Then a dry day Saturday, high 60, and more rain Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery Fire Rescue is investigating a storage unit fire early Monday morning. Crews were called to the Red Dot storage facility on Atlanta Highway. 10 units were damaged. Officials say a woman has minor injuries. The cause of that fire is under investigation. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed's transition team will hold a public meeting Wednesday. The goal is to get public input on many of the critical issues the team is tackling. That meeting is at 5:30 Wednesday at Montgomery City Hall. And the Pike Road Planning Commission approved the site plans for a Publix grocery store last night. The store will be built at the intersection of Pike Road and Vaughn Road. Construction should begin in March. It's expected to be completed by spring of 2021. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy four BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's two locations.
Right tire.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Let's go to Larry since he has been so patient with me. Larry, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, Dan, the radio man.
How you doing, big guy?
I'm doing great. I left the Image Center this morning. I know you've had a few trips out there. I'll find out Thursday, my results, so everything's good.
That's good. Were you going there because of symptoms, or was this just an annual?
Remember, I'm a survivor just like you are.
Right. That's what I was asking. Were you showing symptoms?
Oh, it's annual.
Annual. Yeah. Okay, good. Good, good, good.
I'll have to agree with Jason. Everything I sit back and listen to everybody, all they talk about is Trump. Trump this, Trump that. Trump's done more for our country than any president in my 63 years that I've been living that I know of.
Okay.
He has done more for our country, our military, our economy, and everything that I can even, you know, think about, fathom, you know, think about and remember.
I like that.
So, I don't know. Put me in for Sweet Creek.
Give me month and day of birth, Larry, from Millbrook.
627.
You got it, Joey's on?
627 for Larry.
You are in, my friend. You are in.
All right. All I can say is go Trump. I think the world is a better place with him as our president.
I agree. You have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well today. Looks like we're fixing to get some thunderstorms moving in.
Oh, no.
You know, I'm kind of echoing the essence of what probably the last two callers have said, plus just a little bit. You know, when I look at the Democrats that are running, I try to get into the mindset of what would attract anybody to them. And I just don't see the attraction. I called Joey and Jack the other day about this, and we ran out of time. But I just don't understand, when you look at the essence of what all the Democrats are running on right now, and really, if you put all six or seven of them in a sack, shook them up, and pull one of them out, they all say pretty much the same thing. You know, we're going to provide you with health care. Well, Obama tried that. It didn't work. We need to move to socialism. Well, that works so well in Venezuela, the fourth largest economy in the world, and the people down there now are starving to death and can't live. I mean, you take what Trump ran on. He promised people that he was going to cut taxes. He cut taxes. He promised people that he was going to bring back jobs. He brought back the jobs. Millennials have had to move out of home with their mother and dad because now they can actually afford an apartment. What is the attraction for Democrats? Trump said he was going to build the wall. He is building the wall. He said he was going to get trade deals done with Canada, Mexico, China. Two of the three have already happened. And the third is on the books. What would attract anybody to vote as a Democrat?
Giveaway, Jeff.
But they never give anything away. They promise you they are, but it never happens. Clinton talked about forgiving student loans. Obama talked about forgiving student loans.
If you were at the lower end of the economic scale and you got Obamacare, you basically got something for free.
That's true. But, you know, how big of a population is that? How many people, I mean, I got a good friend that just retired. He retired at 55 and went on Obamacare, and he's living out of his 401k, and that's the only way that he can get it. But it affects such a small portion of people.
I'm not sure how, when you say small, would 15 to 18 million people be a good number for you?
But what's the population of the United States? 300,000?
The question is more of how many people vote in the presidential primary, which is 60
That's
million.
True.
So there's a quarter of the vote right there.
Yeah, but they've got one thing to hang their hat on, and they're not going to get more.
Well, okay, by that logic, Bill, by that logic, then Trump will win by 70%. The problem is you're applying a logic to people vote on an emotional basis. They vote for somebody because they hate Trump. That's an emotion that's there. They're voting for something because they feel the security of it. You remember the soccer mom concept of Bill Clinton. So it's not, you're being way too rational for a voter. But
I guess that may be true. That may be true. But, you know, when you really start weighing out the pros and cons, it's almost like, what is the attraction? Really? I want to go to
I absolutely agree with you. But let me tell you something. I could walk in and take 20 voters at random and start asking them questions about economy, foreign affairs, budgets, and things like that, their eyes would roll back in their head. They don't have a clue what you're talking about. Therefore, when they don't know, then it becomes emotional. And the emotion, well, the emotion may be, and this is something I hear and actually an awful lot now, the emotion is, I'm doing great. My business is really, as a matter of fact, there's somebody that's is a sponsor on the show there. I mean, my business is booming. And it's hard for us to find people to work for us. And we've increased wages so we can get the caliber of people we need.
Right. Well,
they will be voting Trump.
Yeah. And I think most of the people that have benefited will. It's just going to be interesting to see how the Republicans try to engage the others, the ones that are the anti-Trump.
Well, I can tell you what they're going to do is the way they're going to engage him is kind of, there are a lot of similarities. One of the things that Donald Trump did in 2016, which was brilliant, when he said to African Americans, "What do you have to lose? What do you have to lose?" And the Democrats are in total denial. They think that, and they said it again today on Morning Joe, that black African American voters are the most sophisticated voters around. I don't disagree with that. And they hate Donald Trump. I totally disagree with that. I think that they have played the race card so much, they put in the token African-Americans to work on things. People are feeling real results out there. I mean, real for life results. It is amazing the wage increase among African-Americans in this country, and particularly young African-Americans, which had a unemployment rate that was in the mid-30s, is now down into the low teens.
Yeah, and I think it would be hard to sway the people's lives that have been changed by Trump's interaction to ever believe that the Democrats have them at heart. You know, they've faded and switched. You know, we're going to do all this stuff for you. And it never comes down the pipeline. They just always get pushed back.
Let me share a story about a black preacher here in Montgomery for a church that is real spiritual and very rock and roll, and maybe one of the congregants will call in on this. One of the things that they're going through, and they're doing their annual giving and pledges and that kind of stuff, and the preacher basically asked them this: how many of you are doing better now than you were last year or the year before? It was an amazing 70%+ of the people raised their hands. And then his take was, what you need to do is give a little bit of what God gave, just gave you, and you give it back to God. Now, I want to tell you something. That is powerful. That is powerful. When you get 70%+ of a congregation saying, I'm doing better, and then the preacher is saying, you know, you're doing better, God gave you that grace, and you need to give it back to God. You know, he's Mo Stewart always told me, is that we're the only ones that work on a 90% commission in this world. What we make, we get to keep 90% of. But that is a powerful, that's a powerful thing that happened right here in Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah, well, I know at Church of the Highlands, we just did our legacy offering, and that's where the church takes up an offering, and 100% of that offering goes out, is given away. The church doesn't keep any portion of it.
That's great.
And this year was the largest.
Yeah, it is, you know, people are doing really, really well out there. I see that in my business as a financial advisor. Bill, I got to go, buddy. I've got two things I'm late on. One is Skip Zillow. Call Mello. I tell you what, Wallace and Moody Realty did something really smart. They brought in Paul and Christy Mello, and they are within that company, have created their own niche market, and that is helping you with listing and buying homes. I've known Paul and Christy. I'll tell you guys, please understand this. I do not endorse somebody on a personal basis just because they want an endorsement. I do it when I feel good about them and I feel that they are going to take care of you. That is the thing that Paul and Christy meet completely. They will help you out so much. It is not going to cost you a thing to talk to them about them listing your home. All you have to do is give them a call. I think you'll find the very things that I've found over the years with them, that they're the people that are going to be able to do this for you and do a great job. So let me give you Paul's cell phone number first. 334-399-7648 or the lovely Christy Mello, 334-398-3434. We have their number here in the studio. You need it. You just give us a call. Paul and Christy, give them a buzz. You have a house you want to sell? You definitely need them on your team. Going to be back with Lee Redtop right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I appreciate all the cell phone calls today and your patience with me. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones with Lee. Lee, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how are y'all?
We're excelente.
I've got a question. I was watching this thing on the Virginia, and I'd only caught the tail end of it, so I don't know the whole story. But after they were passing, getting rid of the gun ranges and all this kind of stuff, West Virginia, if I'm not mistaken, I don't even know who it was talking about people could move. They wanted them to move from Virginia into West Virginia, and something about, they're talking about annexing part of Virginia into West Virginia. You know anything about that story?
I've not heard that. That's virtually impossible to do.
Well, I don't know if it was just a political thing just to get, to advertise, because they said, you're welcome to West Virginia. And he said, they don't even have a permit. You just have to carry concealed and all that kind of stuff. I just didn't know if y'all had heard about that story.
I had not heard that story, but I would find that very difficult to think that.
I didn't think they could.
Yeah. This is why this idle chatter of things that people say, what it does is it gives people the wrong impression about things to me.
Yeah.
I think Virginia has realized that they messed up. They certainly realized it in the Senate.
Well, for them to even pull that as a political stunt, that's saying a whole lot, because it was either on Newsmax or Fox is where I saw it.
I haven't seen it on Fox, but it could be.
Well, Dan, could you put me in for Sweet Creek?
No. Yes.
Oh.
Lee, give me your month and day of birth.
12/26.
Is it still 12/26?
12/26.
Better not be. Oh, you're talking time, not you.
Yeah. We have to start all over again, Joey. Starting all over again.
Got you in, Lee.
Lee, you're in, buddy.
Thank y'all. Have a good day.
You too. Red Top, the best painter, musician, combo in Montgomery.
Thank you so much.
Let me go beyond that, in the River Region.
Oh, wow, man. Oh, boy, that's really thick.
Landing on thick here.
My head is swelling as we speak. Every time I try to think like a Democrat, I just get a real
headache. Yeah,
it hurts, man. It hurts real damn bad, so I'm trying not to do that as much as possible. And, that their heads have got to be hurting. I just heard some statistics or an interview about a guy who was interviewed 100 people, exit polls, and not one of them said they voted for Joe Biden.
Uh-oh.
I think he's gone after today.
Well, he is gone, but he's going to South Carolina. And what he did is he's buying sandbags and a machine gun.
He's hunkering down.
Oh, but, Bertov, you would call up and talk about Joe Biden that way.
The line dog faced pony soldier.
Yeah, really. This guy is bizarre. Yeah. He's not on the same planet as the rest of us. And please let's send it to whatever planet it came from back to it with the rest of these numbskulls. And, we just need some more good clips of Mayor Pete kissing his husband. And I do believe we'll have everything we need to win the election. And
I think we've got the ingredients to win the election as where we stand right now.
Oh, big time. When Bernie's biggest rally in New Hampshire is 7,000-something and Donald Trump's got 26,000 and he doesn't even have an opponent, the handwriting's on the wall, guys. Or may I say the graffiti is on the wall. These are Democrats. They don't do handwriting. They just do graffiti. So what entertainment we're going to have. I can't wait till the presidential debates. My God, it's going to be a slaughter.
Well, they may not even show up because they may say, Donald Trump is too whatever. And I'm not going to give him the dignity of being on the stage with him. So, in other words, Bernie, you're about to, you're worried you're going to have your ass handed back to you.
Yes.
Man, I found something on the floor here, Bernie. Is this yours?
Bernie coming in big is a problem for these guys. They opened a can of worms when they let this man in that they did not expect. And the worms are out, buddy. So I hope everybody's got their heartworm medicine because we're going to need a lot of it.
Get ready for the Democrats to say this. Do you remember when Donald Trump said, vote for the one that you think would be easiest to beat? Because they're going to point to the number of independents that chose a Democrat ballot and voted in the Democrat primary. And it's not going to, 46% of the voters are independent. So it's not going to take many that go in and vote for Bernie out of that group and maybe vote for Klobuchar. And that really changes the balance here. And what it does, imagine Bernie at number one, Pete at number two, Klobuchar at number three or four, Warren right behind that, and then Biden pulling in a slow fifth.
Wow.
Because there is nobody. And Russo, my friend Paul Russo has got a very good feel of New Hampshire, very good feel. I mean, he knows the state very well. He said, there's no independent, even if you're offering to pay them, that's going to go in and vote for Joe Biden. And that, when we watch it tonight, you just wait till you hear the independent vote and when they do the exit polling here.
Wow. You know, and Amy Klobuchar, she's always, her eyes are almost always shut like she smoked five joints before she came on.
How would you know what that looks like, Rittop?
Yeah. So, got that big old grin, and her eyes are almost shut.
Then she's sitting there with some type of candy in her hand, right?
Yes, yes.
A munchie
job. Doing the brownies and the gummies. So, I can't take it. No, can't take it. Another damn prosecutor. Oh, I'm so sick of prosecutors in Washington.
Oh, you like prosecutors being president.
Oh, man, we got the kind of person I want as president, a real damn businessman, real executive. Roll Tide, go Trump, gentlemen.
Thanks, Rich. Paint the day away, my friend. Paint the day away. We're going to be back more right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. It's available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Voting is underway in the first in the nation New Hampshire primary today. Former Vice President Joe Biden voicing optimism about his chances.
We're going to fight to the end here until the polls close, and so we're then going to move on.
Biden is leaving New Hampshire to campaign in South Carolina. Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders hoping to continue their momentum from top finishes in last week's Iowa caucuses. Federal prosecutors backing off their sentencing recommendation for Roger Stone, a longtime ally of President Trump, convicted of witness tampering and lying to investigators in the Russia probe.
The department now calls a recommendation of up to 9 years in a court filing extreme, excessive, and grossly disproportionate to Mr. Stone's offenses. This morning, President Trump called the expected punishment a miscarriage of justice on Twitter.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It sure doesn't feel like February out there. There's a risk of a shower or thunderstorm later on today or this evening. High today in the upper 70s, low tonight around 60. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 70s to around 80. We could tease the record high, which is 80. Small risk of showers daytime. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely Wednesday night, especially in the overnight hours. And some of those storms could be strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts the main threat. Thursday, the risk of showers ends around lunchtime, let's say, then falling temperatures after that. A chilly Friday morning, 34 degrees, afternoon high, and only in the mid-50s, but the breeze will make it seem colder. Then a dry day Saturday, high 60, and more rain Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1. WACV.
272-9228. I have a listener that's sending me some clips here of things that have been going on while we've been on the air. There's an abortion bill, or a save the life of a child that is born is alive at abortion, and Kamala Harris is actually arguing that that would hurt the cause if you save the child's life. That's why she's not running for president anymore. And seems to only be able to do well in the borders of California. Though I think that she may have some problems with that in some later part of her life. Let's see, which way do we want to go, big guy? Devin Nunes. On H.E. Barr investigating, the first part is on immigration. This is Devin Nunes talking about the immigration policies of Trump and what he did in the budget.
Let's talk a little bit more about the way that Mayor Bloomberg, who is chomping at the bit, waiting to get in with the rest of the field here, what he says about this administration's immigration policy. He says this: President Trump's demonization of immigrants and his fueling of fear and hatred are an ugly chapter in American history that we must close. Your response.
Well, look, immigration has not been solved in this country since Ronald Reagan last came up with the solution. The problem is that nothing was implemented after the Ronald Reagan administration. And so we've kind of had a lot of chaos. And I think Donald Trump has been exactly right to say that we actually are going to need a physical barrier. We know that physical barriers work. All you have to do is look at the country of Israel. We don't need a wall across the entire border, but we do need roughly about 1,200 miles of wall. And so what we should have about 500 miles if the Army Corps can complete it by the end of this year. And in a couple more years, we'll be at 1,200 miles. All you have to have really to solve this problem is then to have a worker program for agriculture, a work program for the high tech sector. And then you deal with the dreamers and you deal with the people that are here. And that's what President Trump has actually called for. So there's a lot of noise around the immigration issue because I think the Democrats like to demagogue it and try to play identity politics and pretend that they're the party of Latinos. which is really just nonsense. The bottom line is people need to come together and get this work done. And Donald Trump's the one person who could get it done.
Listen, times where the Democrats have controlled all the branches, not the judiciary, but the, you know, the House, Senate, and the White House, or when Republicans have, this has not gotten solved. And so it seems like there is, you know, it's going to take something special to actually get everybody on the same page.
You know, there really is. If people would stop the identity politics, stop the cable TV wars, we probably have a bill that you could get 350 votes, probably 75% of the members would vote for in the House of Representatives.
Get out of the way, Nancy. I'm telling you what, they are raising, they're creating, I think, the bedrock of a great argument for the federalizing the election in a sense of we must take Democrats out and put people in that are going to get things done, such as immigration, and not immigration that's tilted in this political fashion towards one particular party, but actually fixing immigration. I think that's a great argument. Okay. We played for you Barr yesterday, and what we did is we only played the portion that was the question that Barr was asked about Rudy Giuliani. Barr basically said, any information that we're going to get on the Ukraine, we're going to investigate. He was saying that we're also going to take the information that Rudy comes up with, but he said we need to be cautious of the information. Listen to Nunes talking about AG Barr investigating Ukraine.
I want to turn to this other question about the Attorney General talking about the fact that they are accepting information with regard to Hunter Biden and Ukraine. Not everybody is reacting well to that. The New York Times says this, under the headline, Justice Department will accept material from Giuliani, but Barr voices caution. Any information from Mr. Giuliani would be considered highly controversial. This is the New York Times. Any investigations into those matters could benefit the president by potentially undermining his political rivals. So what do you say to critics who say that this administration is weaponizing things like the DOJ to benefit the president politically?
Well, these are the same geniuses, whether it was all the major legacy newspapers in this country or the Democratic Party, that actually really weaponized it by hiring foreign spies to dig up dirt that was really phony dirt, probably disinformation, and feed it into the FBI to use our counterintelligence capabilities to target the Trump campaign. So I don't really care what they say. I think the Attorney General was exactly right. He was very clear. Every American has the right to bring information to the Justice Department. Countries have the ability to bring information to the Justice Department, you know, through the proper channels. And so, look, the bottom line is this. You know, we have long been looking at Ukraine, meaning the House Republicans. We've been very clear about that, very open about that. We want to know why so many high-level Ukrainian officials decided to trash the Trump campaign in 2016 that have close ties to the Democratic Party, including knowing that some of Fusion GPS dirty work came from Ukraine. So the legacy media and the mainstream media can ignore that all they want, but those are the facts. It's very clear that there are people in jail right now who had disinformation that came to this country from Ukraine.
Okay, so what is the value of an investigation into Joe Biden, and what is the defense if Joe Biden is no longer a candidate and or he is so low in the polls there's no way he's going to win anything? They may have set themselves up for something really interesting. So if all of a sudden Joe Biden drops out and you're investigating Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, is not, I mean, Joe Biden running in 4 years, there's no way. He's no longer his political enemy. He's no longer the main guy he's going to run against, which has been their argument. So what if all of a sudden, and I'm not talking about long from now, I'm talking about like, you know, the Super Tuesday is 3 weeks from today. I'm talking about 6 weeks from today. Is Biden, what is Biden going to look like? Is he going to look like a shipwreck? If he looks like a shipwreck and somebody's going in and investigating Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, what's your argument that you're doing your political enemies? He's no longer a political enemy. He's political has-been. It's not that he's going to run in 2024. He's going to be old. He's old now. He's going to really be old then. They really lose their argument with that. So now let's move over to Lindsey Graham on Trump. And this was this morning, talking about the rally last night.
On Tuesday, I delivered my address on the State of the Union, and I had somebody behind me who was mumbling terribly, mumbling, wah, wah, ho, ha. It was very distracting. I'm speaking, and a woman is mumbling terribly behind me, angry. There was a little anger back there. We're the ones should be angry, not them. We're the ones that should be angry.
President Trump pretty fired up at a rally last night here in New Hampshire, renewing his attacks against Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The bad blood between the two on full display during that State of the Union address that he mentioned from last week.
President Trump also touting his acquittal in the Senate impeachment trial and ripping into 2020 Democrats over the chaos in Iowa. Let's bring in our headliner this morning, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. So what are you seeing? What are you hearing since you've been here on the ground? I know you landed. You went straight to the rally last night.
So I've been coming here about a dozen years. This changes things for politicians. McCain beat Bush, kept his campaign alive in 2000, won in 2008, you know, after losing Iowa. President Trump won here after losing Iowa. This is a big deal. I have never been to a rally like last night. These people are so committed to this president and his agenda. And when it comes time to vote, you know, all these confused people you heard about, those folks in that arena were not confused about who they're going to vote for. And the numbers are stunning in terms of the economy.
Stunning in terms of the economy. And that's what, and you know, they're still saying the economy isn't working for everybody. So therefore, Trump is wrong, and we've got to get somebody in there to get it to work for everybody. But what always happens is, if you get it to work for that group you're trying to target, then another group gets, something happens with them. There's a reason, if it's not working for somebody, there's a reason for it. Okay, Lindsey Graham now, on his Biden comments, saying, Biden's a good guy. Listen to this.
I don't know if your ears were ringing, but Sandra and I last night were at a rally for Joe Biden, and somebody who introduced him mentioned you by name and said, Lindsey Graham once said, Joe Biden is the greatest human being he ever met.
He's a wonderful man.
So what's changed for you, though, where now you think he'd be a horrible president?
He's been wrong about everything. I didn't say he'd be a great president. I said he's this wonderful person. Thanks to Joe Biden, we left Iraq. And ISIS came about. He was the foreign policy advisor to the president there. He didn't want to take a shot at, bin Laden. So the bottom line is, it's not about whether I like him. I like him a lot. It's about what kind of president he would be. I think if you like the Obama years, it would actually be worse. And the bottom line here is this president, Trump, has got a lot he can say that the other side can't refute.
Bingo. So that was really good. I like that. Lindsey's getting better at this. I just hope he follows through. It's my only concern about him. Lindsey Graham, Trump thanks Nancy, and Dems can't beat him at all.
And now I wonder about the momentum behind him now that impeachment is over. He went as far as to thank Nancy Pelosi for the impeachment process because it's boosting him in the polls. Here's the president.
Our good Republicans in the United States Senate voted to reject the outrageous partisan impeachment hoax and to issue a full, complete, and absolute total acquittal. We have the highest poll numbers that we have ever had. Thank you, Nancy, very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Nancy, says the president.
Well, there's fatigue out there among the public. Enough already. 2 years, Mueller. I trusted him to be fair. I know the president didn't. $25 million, $30 million, a bunch of FBI agents looking at everything Trump. They found nothing. The Democratic Party can't accept that result. So they impeached this man over a phone call. They impeached him in 78 days. They used due process that you couldn't get a parking ticket if they used it against you. What's this about? He suspended aid for a short period of time that the Ukraine received ahead of schedule to leverage an investigation that never occurred. And they're going to impeach the president over there. People are tired of this never-ending effort to destroy Trump. You know why they're trying to destroy his presidency? Because they can't compete with it. They don't have an agenda that's going to make the economy better.
Isn't that what Al Green, the congressman who started pushing impeachment,
100%.
He said that we can't beat him at the polls?
Every now and then, these guys are amazingly honest. They're trying to destroy him as a person, his family, drive him from office because they can't compete with the results of his presidency. That's what this is all about.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you? Doing good.
Pretty good. I've been listening to y'all and scanning Fox. I don't know if you caught it. This young lady, that's the DNC, the communications director, Sochi.
Mm-hmm.
She got a weird last name. I can't even pronounce it. You know what I'm talking about, Dan?
I do.
She is, I know she's got to be real upbeat and positive, but man, that girl is off on another planet in another solar system.
They drink heavily right before they do those kind of interviews. I was watching it. I wasn't hearing it. I was reading the lines.
The greatest, she's talking about the candidates, the greatest group field of candidates they've ever had. I know she's got to be real upbeat and everything, but man, she is like, are they just self-deluded? Are they trying to convince themselves?
Yeah, they're putting a happy face on everything.
I mean, they ain't going to be too happy in about 7 or 8 months. They're not going to be real happy. But how do you think this is going to turn out tonight, Dan?
I think Bernie will come in number one. The question is, I think Pete will come in number two. I think Amy Klobuchar is going to be the wild card here. Does she do something unusual and come in third? And where does Biden come in? Does he come in fourth or fifth?
Yeah, and he's moving on. He's going to move on to, what's the next one? Is it South Carolina or is it
South Carolina, then Nevada.
Nevada.
No, wait. No, Nevada may actually be before South Carolina.
Yeah.
South Carolina.
Yeah, I think it is.
Nevada is a caucus, though.
Yeah. Oh boy, I hope they got their software worked out there. Whatever their app or whatever it is. But
Nevada's caucus is February the 22nd. And let's look.
South Carolina is the Saturday after that.
Wait, look. Oh, come on. Just tell me when the South Carolina. February 29th, yes.
Yeah, Saturday after that.
Yep.
Yeah, this thing with Bloomberg, man, that's kind of blown up. Do you think that's going to knock him right out of there?
Knock who out?
Michael Bloomberg, you know, used to be Michael. Now it's Mike.
Yeah, you're talking about the audio tape of him?
You know, the one where he's talking about the...
I don't think that's a death blow at all.
That was kind of, that was really bad, though.
Well, I think what he's going to say is, I learned my lesson.
And he already actually got out in front of it a couple weeks ago. He knew it would come out.
Well, you know what you're going to see? You're going to see just like the people that are trying to get rid of, you know, the ones that are behind us trying to get rid of Bernie. Or whatever, you can start to see this drip of little things coming out about these candidates. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's behind. Who's releasing this stuff?
Well, I would say that if somebody's doing something at Bloomberg, it's somebody that's in the progressive field.
Well, it's going to be a fun time, folks.
It is. I am so happy I'm alive at this particular moment in life.
I'm just glad I'm alive.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Oh, there's my favorite person, Miss Hart. All right. Well, y'all have a great afternoon.
Thank you. Let's go to a break. Coming back to Jim right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Segment of the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, I'm a long time listener, first time caller.
All right, Jim. Give me a month and day of birth, big guy.
11/13.
You are in the drawing twice that we do. When do we do the drawing?
On Fridays from 2:30 to 2:45.
What's in that basket, big guy?
Whatever we can get in there, $60 worth.
There you go. Tell me about yourself.
I moved here from Mississippi in 2004.
What part of Mississippi?
A little small town south of Meridian, Mississippi called Quitman.
Meridian, Mississippi called what?
A small town south of there called Quitman.
I have not heard of that. I know Meridian.
That's where Antonio McDice that played basketball at Alabama was from.
And they're known for that and you, right?
I guess.
So what type of work do you do?
I do merchant services. I set up business, accept credit and debit cards.
Ah, how long have you been listening to the show?
Several years. I just don't know exactly the many years, but several.
Are you smarter, dumber, or about the same since you've been listening?
Well, I probably am no better, but listening to you should make me better.
Well, there's a compliment in there somewhere. What's on your mind today, Jim?
I just, with all the investigations with the Bidens and everything is kind of cooled off right now, do you think that that's the only thing that's saving him and staying in this race from being investigated?
No, I think that there's an undertow. I don't think he's at a high priority list, but as I was saying a little while ago, what is the value? Their argument has been you're investigating your political opponent. Well,
that's right.
If he is, I'm telling you, in 6 weeks, I think Joe Biden is going to be on the ash heaps. I think he's going he's going to be CMB for him, crash and burn. So if he's that's crash right. and burn and you're investigating him, you're not investigating your political opponent any longer. You're investigating
that's right.
a former vice president who may have committed a crime. Those are two completely mm-hmm. different things.
Okay. Well, that's what I had. I love listening to you all. You have a lot of insight every day, and just keep up what you're doing.
Thank you so much for the kind words, and thank you for listening.
All right. Thank you a lot.
Take care. We've got a lot we want to say for tomorrow that I really want to get to. Number one, they're purging 70 people out of the National Security Council. Talk about the impact of that. We'll have clips on that for tomorrow. But let's stay with Lindsey Graham on the economies and the Dems losing policy.
What you hear time and time again is the president touting the economy. What you hear time and time again from Democrats is this is not an economy that is working for all. So in a general election matchup, who do you see putting up the biggest fight for the president? Is it going to be a Mike Bloomberg?
But if Bloomberg's the nominee, you lose to Bernie people. The president's in a spot where he really can't lose as this plays out. Biden's going to win South Carolina. You're going to have three different winners in the first three states. On Super Tuesday, I think Bloomberg's going to make a real dent. He's going to make a real presence. You're going to go to this convention with Biden basically collapsed. Somebody's going to fill that lane. It's not going to be Amy Klobuchar. It's going to be Bloomberg. You go into that convention, and if you can't find a nomination on the first round of voting, the Democratic Party, as we know it, is going to completely implode.
They go back to superdelegates, which the Bernie people wouldn't be happy about.
And that's really not good for the country. It's going to help President Trump get reelected. But you're seeing the demise of the Democratic Party that your grandfather and grandmother knew. And we'll see how that affects
America. Why not Amy Klobuchar?
She just doesn't have the juice. I mean, this is socialism versus liberalism. Amy's a nice person, but at the end of the day, she's not going to be able to compete with Bloomberg. He's got just too much money.
Interesting. But she doesn't think she can, particularly if after tonight and she does well tonight. It'd be something if she pulls ahead of Elizabeth Warren. But if she pulls ahead of Joe Biden, that's big, too. Either of those combinations. Lindsey Graham on the whistleblower.
Sandra asked you about the end of the impeachment trial, and some, even in the president's party, some of your Republican colleagues in the Senate urged him not to push some people out, like Ambassador Sondland. Yeah. You've got the Vindman brothers. Well, Alex Vindman's former boss, retired Brigadier General Peter Schwach, had this statement for you for not standing up for them. I want you to respond. Here he is.
This is ridiculous. Okay, to come in this way. These people are great Americans that are often put in a difficult situation. Senator Graham, I've always had a lot of respect for you. I met you when I was in Afghanistan in 2008 when you arrived with Senator McCain and Joe Lieberman as part of the Three Amigos. We thought you guys were rock stars. Where are you now, sir?
He says that this sent a chilling message to people who testified against the president.
You know what I think? I think FBI agents had a political agenda during the investigation of President Trump, and they acted on it. I think CIA operatives have been out to try to get the president since he was elected. I think there are people in uniform that can't accept this result. I appreciate Lieutenant Colonel Vindman's service. But to the general, thank you for that nice compliment. Because you wear the uniform doesn't mean you're exempt from being asked questions. Did he know the whistleblower? Was there a member of Schiff's staff that was a friend of the whistleblower? Had these guys been planning for years a way to try to take this president down? I can tell you there were operatives in the CIA, the FBI, and the Department of Justice that took the law in their own hands. And when a military officer engages in a political bias in uniform, they need to be held accountable. I don't know if that happened, but I'm not going to be deterred from asking this question. You're not going to drive me away. You tried to drive us away from looking at the FBI. You told us everything was fine with the FISA warrant. You're not going to drive me away from asking questions about the whistleblower.
Hell yeah, Lindsey.
I know. Go, Lindsey, go. This general doesn't know Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. Yeah, I mean, he's just assuming that anybody who's got a uniform on is a good guy. And that's a bad assumption.
Yeah.
Think about Cali and the massacre in Vietnam. Just because you're wearing a uniform does not mean you're a good guy. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
We got plenty of stuff for tomorrow.
Indeed.
We got Tupperville on at 105 tomorrow. Be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow.